inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and
maybe a good idea to keep some frost protection measures in place for our yard and garden. And with us on the line to tell us more about that and other issues is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski for this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
And before we get into frost protection, we probably should be doing a little bit of pruning this time of year too, right?
Well, if your trees and shrubs need it, yes, definitely.
How do we know they need it?
Well, I got to look at them and see. For shrubs like potentillas and spireas that last fall, perhaps you didn't get around to clipping off all the old flower beds and stuff, and really just if they've been in the ground for 4 or 5 years or more, they probably need it. They probably need a haircut, make them look more shapely and tidy, and that's something that's easily accomplished with pruners, hedge clippers, and you can get creative in shaping, but still just an overall rounding of the shrub is good. Again, you can usually see where the old flowers were last year. You don't need those. And luckily, they flower on new growth, so you do the pruning now, and the new growth that comes out, you'll still have flowers later. Don't prune, unless you absolutely have to, don't prune lilacs and rhododendrons now, though, because they have all these big fat buds on them, which are going to give us flowers later in the spring and summer. So you'll be removing flower buds, unless you have to because they're too large or something like that. And then looking at fruit trees, opening up the centers, look at, first, you always want to look to see and remove deadwood. And of course, stuff is budding out, so it's fairly easy to tell because they don't have nice, healthy buds on them. Then after that, start, again, doing some shaping, opening up the center, make sure that air, flow, wind, sun can penetrate well into the center of the big tree, into the trees. That helps the fruit color and the sugar content of them also. Prune out branches that are overlapping and rubbing on each other is something to be removed. So, and this can even apply to things like maples and other trees also. Clean up the raspberry patches. Get rid of all the old dead wood that gave us fruit last year. And those are it'd be easy to tell those. They too don't have nice green buds on them, and buds are coming out very quickly. So remove that stuff, clean it up, clean up the patches, and get ready for spring.
And you sort of kind of touched a little bit on the subject just a few moments ago, but why shouldn't we be doing this stuff in the fall when everything kind of goes a little dormant here?
If you can prune evergreens, spruces, hemlocks, pines, that sort of thing in the fall. But we normally don't want to because they don't get a chance to heal over. In the fall, and we're going into colder weather, sometimes drier weather, maybe not. But because they don't heal, they don't seal those wounds, if you do pruning at that time, you can actually cause more frost penetration into the stems, which then leads to more dieback at that time, where this time of year, stuff is actively growing, and the plants will heal over the wounds that we make on them. And again, when we're making these cuts, we want to make clean cuts back. Don't leave stubs on the branches. Don't leave a stub that's a couple of inches long with no buds on it. You want to prune back to right above a bud, or prune it back to right above another live branch. So again, that will help them heal over more quickly. If you leave a stub, the plant can't grow over the end of that like it wants to. The bark can't grow over that. And you can see that bad pruning around town on spruce trees where people left stubs out there that aren't, they're just sticking out there and you've got this dead stub, and that's a place where rot can then get into the tree, into under the bark, and then that can lead to bad stuff down the road.
Okay, and we only have a minute left here, but we should probably get into a little bit of frost protection measures because it's still kind of nippy around town, maybe a little frosty, especially in the valley. What should we be doing right about now?
Have your old blankets handy just in case. I mean, if things are in pots, maybe people are hardening them off, getting them used outside, bring them back inside on a marginal evening. you know, if we see things clearing off at night. But having blankets, having milk jugs filled with water that we can put down right around the plants, throw the blanket over the whole thing. I mean, we are pushing the season. We are really, really pushing the season. Many of us are. And, of course, we don't want to lose those plants that we're working hard to get them to grow. So be ready for it just in case. And I'm not going to say that we're done with frost. That's too dangerous a forecast, and I am not a forecaster. If I were, I would be. If I could be accurate, I'd be rich.
Okay.
Just like all those other weather wizards.
Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.